This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, Vitola.
Hola.
I've been listening to you guys since the buzz days.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate that.
And I hate cottage cheese, but I like tapioca pudding.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the update.
Miles, you might like this story. It was a Boy Scout story.
Okay. Well, you know, Mike's Eagle Scout. Keep that in mind. He's still my superior.
Okay. But probably we used to go for 10 days every summer up the Yosemite. I lived in the Bay Area at the time. And we go up there for 10 days as a troop. And you had, whatever, 4 or 5 guys in each patrol. So we would, but 10 days, you couldn't carry that much food for a bunch of little kids. So halfway in, they would have a mule pack team bring in, you know, a bunch of, 5-gallon drums. Not necessarily a drum, but they're a square of food and supplies and stuff, too. And we usually got ice cream then, the one day they'd bring it in. But if you remember, I don't know if you had shelter halves as your tents, where we had a half of canvas that it would snap together. And we'd have to make our tent out of that. And it had no floor. You put in ground cloth. And, of course, as a kid, you aren't supposed to keep any food in your tent. But half of everyone there, all our packs were full of candy.
Of course.
And we put it at the head of our tent. And we're sitting in there and we're watching. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I think it's one of the guys snoring next to me in the tent next to ours. And all of a sudden, I look up, and there's a bear, a paw coming through the tent, like 6 inches from my head, that's about the size of my head, trying to get at my pack to get this candy. And it scared the crap out of me. And my buddy, I woke him up in the tent. We had a tent mate because he had the other half of my tent. And we made enough noise, it must have scared it. But the
what
next
kind
morning,
of noise do you yeah, make when a bear is pawing under your tent trying to get your candy?
Man. First of all, the fact that your scoutmaster didn't put everything in a bear bag and throw it over a limb about, you know, 100 yards away is amazing to me. Second of all, it sounds like this is 1930 where you're laying like burlap sacks down on the ground.
Yeah, no
just
kidding.
Putting a tarp over your head. Like, what year was this? 1940?
No, probably 1968.
All right. Okay.
Oh, okay. So close.
Yeah. I was as far off as I thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
I was like, I did a lot of 10-day camping trips. None of them were
back
like
then,
that.
We were already experimenting. We brought some a little smoke with us, too, by that time.
Okay. How old were you?
7th, 8th grade.
Well, you have to remember it's California.
And 68.
San Francisco, California.
Yeah. Kids are just built different back then.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't want your candy. I want your cigarettes.
Oh, I think he's talking about weed.
We used to take caffeine pills on the long hikes just because.
You give it the energy, man.
You just one caffeine pill, man.
Help a brother out.
Out of your water, man. You're feeling a lot better. But we hiked with all our food. All of our kitchen utensils or whatever we needed to take, man. It was on our back. Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
Do you have any Cheez-Its?
Yeah, whatever you need.
Hello, Holly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. So, Holly, what was your critter interaction? Hello? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay,
perfect. There you go. What's the story?
I ran a bar for about 6 years, and my owners went out of town, and I housed that for them. Okay, so the first night, I was in the hot tub, locked myself out. Luckily, I had a robe. Second night, my dog got out, and I wasn't there, and it made it all over the West Seattle blog that there was a dog in distress. It's a huge, fat bulldog just hanging out in the front. And the neighbors called my bar and was like, there's a dog outside of the owner's house. Is everything okay? Oh, my God. It was all over, like, you know, the blog and the West Seattle stuff. I was like, you guys have nothing better to do? My dog's fine. So the third day, I go upstairs, and there's this crow locked in the house, ate all the chocolates, ate all their chips, and was, like, hitting the windows back and forth. I'm crawling on the floor because I'm scared of this crow, because, you know, crows can be nasty. So I finally got the door open, and I swear to you, for the next week, just crows were coming after me and trying to pick me up by the hair.
Why were the crows coming after you?
Because it was locked in the house. You know, haven't you heard, like, once a crow...
Well, no, I know that once family, a crow determines it doesn't like you, that, like, it'll tell its buddies, like, hey, let's get this mofo. But, like, you didn't do anything, right? It was just in your home.
I let the crow out of the house. I thought it'd be nice. But that's the only reason. Well, maybe crows just don't like me. I don't know.
So you're trying to tell me this starts out with you're in a hot tub. And for some reason, the door closes and the house is now locked, right?
Okay, this is day three. I'm just saying.
So that has nothing to do with the crow.
No, the crow is day three. Of me house sitting for the owners of the bar I was managing.
Okay, how did the crow get in the house?
Well, do you think I know this? I also locked myself out.
The crow lived in the house.
She does make a good point. I locked myself out. I do not know how the crow got in.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I was trying to figure that out. Sorry.
And what did day two have to do with the crow? Other than a big ass bulldog sounded sad.
Day two did not involve the crow.
Okay.
Day two, the dog got out.
Yeah.
Day one, she locked herself out. Day two, the dog got out.
Day three, the crow showed up.
Moral to the story.
Thank you, Ted.
Do not have this person house it.
She was struggling there.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK. And who wants to be all over the West Seattle blogs?
Oh, I do.
Not me.
No.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Aaron.
What's happening?
Come on.
Aaron.
Get us home there, Aaron. Oh, geez.
All right. Okay. Fine, we'll sit and spin that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola. How are you doing?
So I was doing, I was in the Army, and we did, like, simulated war over, like, California and stuff. And so at night, we'd have these things crawl out. I never saw them before. I accidentally stepped on one that was super long tail, found out they were kangaroo rats. So me and a couple of the guys there decided to try to catch them and feed them. But they only come out at night, and we can't have our lights on because we don't want the enemy to find us.
That's fair.
So we had to wear NVGs to find the rats, catch them, and then we had no food to feed them, so we were giving them peanuts and Skittles from the MREs.
Were you in downtown Sacramento?
No, that's over in a Barstow.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's that little rat that looks like he only has two legs.
Yeah, it's a mouse, but they call it a rat.
They look cute.
That
actually,
I can fathom.
That looks like
that's
something that you get your
animal.
Daughter as a pet, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he has four legs. His front legs are just tiny.
Got CeeLo arms.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
He's like a super long tail. It can jump like high, I guess.
How high?
7 feet.
Damn. Jeez.
Okay.
Wow.
That's impressive. That's thus the kangaroo.
He's got bounce.
Yep.
Okay. He got that bounce.
That's crazy.
Peanuts and Skittles.
That could catch a lot of people.
You know what is amazing? Because we get a lot of grief in the U.S. because of all the junk food we eat, right?
Yeah, potato chips, you know, this kind of processed stuff.
Like, if you take a handful of Cheetos and throw them in your backyard, like every raccoon, skunk,
oh, the rat
possum,
ate all the yeah.
I'm just saying, like, look, everyone likes Cheetos. If you are a mammal and you got Cheetos, everyone's down with Cheetos. So, like, I don't feel bad eating them anymore. I'm like, they're just that good.
So I was
that
guy, addictive. I was the guy that did buy the Flaming Hot Cheetos one time just to see if the rat would eat them. He did.
He did.
And he didn't mind. I fed him to him again. Because I wasn't
really
going to eat them.
Because rats can't puke.
I was just
That's
like,
why I was asking.
I there was a small bag. I was like, you know what?
Hoping he could eat them, or were you hoping to
I just
make
wanted
him
to see what happened. I wanted to see if he, like, shake his head and go, wow.
Do you like them?
No. They're terrible. I don't like the flavor profile on them. I can eat them. I just don't like the taste.
All right.
If I'm going to get Cheetos, I want Cheetos.
I agree.
But he loved those Utz balls.
Yeah.
Well, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't blame them.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix, and the Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. Coming up, we'll sit and spin. Well, you're exactly right.
That's a trash
idea. We have
the
most skipped songs from classic albums. Thank you for following the Men's Room now as we are live for your viewing pleasure on YouTube at KISW Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.